What crazy lengths has someone gone to get you to go out with them, and did it work? 317-239-1009. Alex is back on Bumble. Kind of took like a month or two off of dating, just gave up. But you made a connection last night with a guy. That's
Young
awesome.
Doug.
That is great news.
Young Doug, we'll call him. And Young Doug was so desperate to go out with me that he even went so far as to say, Alex, it's okay that you have no makeup on. Just meet me downtown at the canal anyway. I won't care. I'm sure you look beautiful anyways. I was like, honey, I look like the Crypt Keeper.
I could see that on a bad morning.
Yeah,
sure,
I noticed all the people that followed us on Instagram too to see how ugly I am without makeup.
Yeah, then all the people that unfollow like, damn!
At Joe and Alex Show.
Don't look like the Crypt Keeper without makeup.
I feel like I do. It's fine. You know, I'm saying it. You guys can't say it, but I can say it.
I can say it. 317-239, but I don't believe it. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting this morning?
Kelsey said she ghosted a guy who told his mom and family all about her before they even met. Too soon.
What? It's not too soon. You can get excited about somebody.
And then Nicole said, my husband used to mess up his time card at work on purpose so he would have to come and talk to me so he could correct it. Then he started getting ice all the time because the ice was right by me. Him and a friend that was a coworker as well made me go to dinner with them one night. So he was so shy. I told him that I wasn't into him, and he said to let him prove it to him, and she was wrong.
That's cute.
That's what you
get. Ice machine.
Be persistent, guys, until they call the cops. Chloe, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You got your own little story, don't you?
I do, actually.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so back when I was in, like, I think junior year of my high school life or whatever, I was playing on Xbox Live with some friends of mine, and they brought this guy in on the chat. So you already know it's going to be creepy. So I was just like playing games, and this guy goes, wow, I never play Xbox Live with girls. You know, the common line that guys always say,
sure,
you know, being weird. So I was like, yeah, it's fun and all. And he goes, well, what's your Instagram, Facebook, whatever? And I was like, I don't really feel comfortable sending it out. And he was like, no, I'm really not that weird, I promise. And I was like, okay, well, I'm a junior in high school. What do I care? So I was like, sure, here it is. Here's my Instagram. Here's my Facebook. He adds me on it, and he starts messaging me. I'm like, how old are you? Because I'm looking at his picture, and I'm like, you're not my age, are you? And he was like, no, but how old do you think you would date?
Ew, this is already going to end up bad.
And I was like, I'm only 17, so 18, 19.
How old was this guy?
He goes, well, I'm 28.
Ew.
Oh, okay. He might have thought she was legal, and I'm not trying to defend like an underage thing, but
no.
I thought you were going to say he's like 57.
Still.
No. So he was like, I'm 28, and I just don't think it'd be that big of a deal.
Yeah, no, he's weird. He's definitely weird. He wanted a noob, literally.
Age is just a number. In the sex world, Alex is a noob. There we go.
I am a noob.
That's right. 317-239-1009.
Send noobs.
Sarah's on the Joe and Alex Show. What crazy links has someone gone to get you to go out with them, Sarah?
When I was in high school, there was this older guy that liked me, and he actually kept asking me out all the time, and I kept saying no. And finally, I told him that he could come pick me up, so he brought a limo to my high school, and
dang!
I told him I couldn't go out with him, and he said, well, you can bring your friend with you. So he let me bring my friend with me, and he did magic tricks in the limo.
That's so precious. Did you end up liking him or still no?
No, never.
Do magic tricks work for the ladies out there?
Like, no, depends.
Definitely not.
You were like, can you make yourself disappear?
Yes.
Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in this morning, the Joe and Alex Show.